Welcome to the Bobby D'Souza Show. Have you ever felt your determination and willpower easily fizzle out when striving to achieve a daring goal? For example, imagine focusing on an ambitious health goal. You know, you have convinced yourself that you're going to eat healthy, you're going to sleep on time, and you are going to work out. You've planned out your entire week's routine. But one life situation derails your entire week's workout routine. Kind of sucks, right? You have a brilliant idea to showcase your ability and experience to top management for a project management initiative offshore. But you are tongue-tied, you feel that you cannot present the ideas, and you in fact doubt your qualification to answer those analytical questions by top management. Perhaps you are fearing the cost of what-ifs in your mind. Honestly, such situation often leads to missed opportunities. My friend, fear, a seemingly simple word, has actually stolen countless opportunities worldwide from so many sincere dreamers. So many great people who had great talent, who had great skills and wanted to do too many things. They could not because they let fear steal away their dreams. I earnestly hope that after reading this, after listening to this, you won't succumb to this fear any longer. You don't want to be easily stoppable and then live a life of regret. Now, sometime back, I was addressing a large number of distributors, channel partners, during my keynote at the Taj Hotel, Udaipur. You know, I also had the moment of dread. I also had the what ifs. It does not work out. What if I am embarrassed? As I connected with people, 1 minute at a time, in spite of the butterfly in my tummy, as I shared my message one sentence at a time, focusing on the people, I discovered that my fear diminished. And I will tell you, my friends, that is possible for you too. Now let me suggest 3 steps that will help you to dare to rise beyond your fear, overcome it, and then truly live an unstoppable life. Now this has worked for me, and I'm sure it will work for you too. So, here are the 3 steps. The first one, acknowledge fear every time it arises. Tell yourself, yes, I feel scared. Yes, this is what I'm feeling. So acknowledge your fear every time you feel the fear rising up. Don't just suppress it. Tell yourself, yes, I feel the fear. So be truthful to yourself. That's number one. Number two, ask yourself if there is a logic to your fear or if it is just a mind-made illusion. Now, if it is just a mind-made illusion, then of course you can move to step number 3, which is just coming up. But if you see some logic in it, address it right away. Ask yourself, what is the worst that could happen? And then take incremental risk. If needed, you can even consult with people who are wiser than you, people who know more than you. Have a conversation with someone, possibly your mentor, and then take that incremental risk if you need to. Number 3, dare to take actions consistently if you know it's truly worth it. You may not always be right. And that's okay. Sometimes you might even fall flat on your face. But my friend, the universe rewards relentless daredevils. Soon you'll be rewarded for those daring steps. You'll gain more confidence, and as fear diminishes, you will experience being truly unstoppable. And what a great feeling that is. You'll become truly unstoppable from one project to another, from one presentation to another, from one dream to another, from one initiative to another, and from one adventure to another. Now, I hope that helped you. Do subscribe to the Bobby D'Souza Show. You can also pick a copy of my book, Fallen to Rise, which is on Amazon and many other places, where I share my life experiences as to how the lessons that I'm sharing right now work for me. And before we go, don't forget to follow me on LinkedIn, on Instagram, Facebook. And if you need help, reach out to me and I'm happy to help. Until we meet next time, signing off, Bobby D'Souza.